This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. There are some great entertainment options in Sacramento and across the region this weekend, so look out there, get out there, and enjoy something live. We're going to post links for a few on our webpage. B Street Theater has a terrific play in its family series. It's titled Ride, Sally, Ride. Sally Ride, of course, is the first American woman in space, but she's a girl in high school when we meet her. She has been shut down, put down, and laughed at by her classmates and her teacher, and then she's befriended and mentored by one of the first American women aviators, Amelia Earhart. This is a high-energy, super fun show. Brittany Barger and Elizabeth Nunziato are terrific in their title roles, as is the rest of the cast. It's such a positive show for young girls, but there's a lot of inspiration in this one, really, for anyone and everyone. So this play, Ride Sally Ride at B Street Theater, continues through February 29th. Cirque du Soleil's beautiful show, Ama Luna, has been so popular. Its Sacramento run is being extended through March 1st. You can't miss the giant blue and white tent in the West Sacramento parking lot of Sutter Health Park, formerly Rayleigh Field. I need to tweet a picture of this tent. All right, I'll do that as soon as I get a chance at Cap Radio Ruyak. The clown, Kelsey Custard, is from Sacramento. She's hilarious. She is so natural, so funny, and really a star. And you'll just like the experience in this tent. So you can find a link to the show. You can also find a link to my conversation with Kelsey and with Callie the Lizard King, too. So that's on our website. Now, let's go to one more option for the weekend, the Jewish Film Festival. It opens Thursday at the Crest Theater in Sacramento. It continues through Sunday. There are some remarkable films and shorts, and the festival director, Tevin Laxer, is with me for a preview. Hi, Tevin.
Hi, Beth.
Glad to have you here.
Thank you very much.
So 14 films and 9 shorts. Give me the atmosphere of this year's festival.
Sure, sure. Well, first of all, I just want to correct one thing.
Okay.
We actually start tonight. We open tonight, Wednesday night.
Wonderful.
So, yes. And tonight, we are very lucky to have a prominent Israeli filmmaker who's won many awards. Donny Menken will be presenting two of his films, Picture of His Life, will be at 6 o'clock tonight, and it follows the world famous photographer Amos Nahum as he is on his lifelong quest to photograph polar bears in the Arctic without any protection. He goes into the water without any cages or protective gear. That's followed by another film at 8:30 called Alsi, which is the unlikely story of an African American NBA prospect who helps Maccabi Tel Aviv win the European Championship in 1977. So that's our opening night this evening.
So it starts at what time tonight at the Crest?
Well, actually, we have a matinee at 3:15.
Okay.
A documentary about Golda Meir. At 6 o'clock, Picture of His Life, and 8:30, the film Alsi, about Alsi Perry.
Talk a bit about that documentary about Golda Meir, because that's another one that really should be spotlighted in this festival.
Certainly. It's a candid look at her time as prime minister, and it focuses on some recently discovered interviews that were taken after she left office. These are interviews that were not to be seen by the public, basically, and the tapes recently came to life. So it's a very candid look at her time as prime minister. It's very interesting that some revere her and some despise her, depending on your perspective.
Some of these films have multiple showings throughout the festival. We've posted a link, but that's an important thing to know, isn't it?
Sure.
The documentary about Dr. Ruth Westheimer, it's one that I've paid particular attention to because I'll be part of an onstage conversation after this film. It's titled Ask Dr. Ruth, and let's go into a little bit of detail about this and the special guest who's coming.
Sure, sure, of course. Well, first of all, Dr. Ruth will be 91. She is still teaching college. The reason we invited her to come in person, but she declined very nicely. And she is still teaching at Hunter College in Columbia in New York City. And, you know, she is an amazing, world-revered sex therapist. Her son, Joe Westheimer, is a college professor in Ottawa, Canada. And you're right, he will be joining you on Saturday night on stage. He is the University Research Chair in Democracy and Education at University of Ottawa. And he's also, like you, he's a radio host. He hosts the CBC Radio Ottawa Morning and Ontario Today, two radio shows that he does.
I can't imagine what it was like growing up with Dr. Ruth being his mom, but her story, her backstory, I think will surprise a lot of people who maybe only knew her as this iconic 1980s grandmother who could tell it like it was and teach you everything that nobody else would.
Exactly. And also, you know, she was at the forefront of AIDS education and prevention way back when. And, you know, she spoke candidly about sex for decades, and is just amazing to watch her in this film.
She has a childhood history that goes back to Germany, and a lot of that is profiled. We'll post a link to the trailer. The film is at 7 o'clock Saturday night, and then the conversation will happen on stage afterward. I want to talk about a group of short films. In particular, there are a number of films by this group, Israel 21C, and one of them focuses on the recovery in paradise after the campfire. Would you say more about it?
Sure. That actually is, that will be showing tonight. That shows at 6 o'clock tonight. We have, many of our short films are in advance of our feature films, and so this one is will come before Picture of His Life. And you're right. It shows a group of Israelis who are helping the recovery after the campfire in paradise, and it's one of, we actually have 10 short films that we sprinkle throughout our festival, and this is one that we like very much.
We're bouncing around on the schedules, so just know that there is a link, or if you Google Jewish Film Festival Sacramento, look for the 2020 version, because this is the 21st year
Correct.
Of the festival.
Yes.
Tell me about curating films and how many choices there are for our festival.
Yes. We have a stellar committee. We probably looked at over 100 films before we chose our 14 features and 10 shorts. So it's a very tedious process. We've even tentatively selected one or two films for next year already.
Oh, wow.
But if I can highlight this, two other films I'd love to highlight. We have another filmmaker coming on Sunday afternoon, and we will actually be the second city in all of North America to have this film. At 3:30 on Sunday afternoon, there's a film called The Albanian Code. Hmm. The filmmaker is coming from Israel. Her name is Yael Katzir. The film premiered in North America in San Diego at the San Diego Jewish Film Festival this past Sunday. And it's an amazing tale. It's a little known story of Albania, a Muslim country in Eastern Europe, where no Jews were persecuted or deported during World War II. And in fact, they saved Jews from Yugoslavia and Hungary. So it's a fascinating tale. The other film that I want to highlight is our closing film. Oh, and that's at 3:30. Our closing night film on Sunday night is called Those Who Remained. Mm. It was Hungary's selection for Best International Film. And it was shortlisted as one of the top 10. It was not chosen, of course. It didn't get down to the five, and it didn't win. Parasite from South Korea is the one that won. But Those Who Remained is a wonderful, wonderful film that I really strongly recommend.
All right. People can get day passes or movie passes. You can see one movie or the whole festival. You're getting into the digital age with everything on a receipt and a barcode. So I think it's a whole new festival this year. I wish you a lot of luck and congratulations on the choices.
Oh, thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday evening.
Yeah,
as well.
I'll see you at the Crest Saturday night.
Yes, thank you so much.
That is Tevin Laxer, director of the Jewish Film Festival. It is Thursday. Sorry. tonight, today, Wednesday through Sunday in Sacramento. And again, there's a link at capradio.org/insight. So Tevin, stay put for a minute because we're going to check back in once more with Cap Radio's state government reporter, Scott Rodd. He is at the Capitol in downtown Sacramento standing by. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Beth.
So the governor will give his State of the State address in about an hour, maybe a little less. What have you been able to learn about it?
So I was able to pry loose some details. The governor's office is keeping a lot close to the vest, but I can say that listeners should expect to hear a lot about homelessness. This is going to be a big focus for the governor. We sort of knew that coming in, but listeners should really expect to hear perhaps more than they would have even expected, considering it's such a big problem in California.
Is this going to be treated like an emergency situation? I think last year it's fair to say that it was laid out as one of the biggest challenges facing the state and a crisis, but we're in a different mode of response, both at the statewide and the local level now.
I think it will be framed with a lot of urgency. I can't say if it'll be framed as necessarily an emergency, but I think it's going to be clear that Newsom views this as a crisis for California. You know, in his budget proposal, he said he wants to commit $1.4 billion in spending towards this issue. Since then, the Legislative Analyst's Office, which is a nonpartisan body in state government, they came out and said, well, this plan has a lot of money, but it lacks a clear strategy. And that, I think, sort of sparked something in the governor's office. And I think this may be a response that lays out more clearly and more specifically what this very expensive plan is going to do.
No doubt the governor will talk about California's strengths, its position not only in the United States, but globally, the pluses that have happened over the last year. So I think those of us that have covered State of the State messages fully expect that the beginning of this is a state that's positioned strong. Any indication that that wouldn't be the case?
You know, I can't really say one way or another. I mean, if I were just to speculate, I would say that that likely, you know, I doubt that any governor would shy away from, you know, highlighting the fact that their state is doing well. There's a strong economy here. Unemployment is very low. California does enjoy a very powerful and strong position, not only in the U.S., but in the world economy. So I doubt that, you know, Newsom would let that fall by the wayside. So I'm sure we'll be hearing about that as well.
All right, how about a little play-by-play? How's this morning going to go? Session is not even gaveled in yet, is it?
Not gaveled in yet. We're still waiting to have the joint session start, which will be in about 15, 20 minutes. At that point, the Speaker of the House and the Pro Tem of the Senate will give their speeches, as will the Lieutenant Governor. And then Governor Newsom will come on and deliver his address. Right now, there's a little more activity in the Assembly Chamber where the delivery will take place. From my perch in the press bay, I'm starting to see some lawmakers, some folks from the Speaker's office and the Governor's office. It's sort of like spotting animals out in the wild. You're starting to see them come out of the come out of the woodwork. And so I think there's sort of a building sense of anticipation here.
All right. And your coverage, your reporting will continue throughout the day, Scott. I know you're on assignment not only for us, but the newsroom, and you'll be tweeting as well, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. That is state government reporter Scott Rodd reporting from the Capitol. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Thank you.
The 2020 State of the State event is going to begin soon. You will hear, starting at 10, live coverage, an effort by Cap Radio and KQED. I'll be joined in the studio by Scott Schaefer and Marisa Lagos. Guy Marzorati will be at the Capitol. If you're interested in the meantime in past State of the State messages, jump on to capradio.org. You can find an archive going back to 2004 and hear the presentations by various governors. There's a lot of background on, of course, Jerry Brown's years, but this past year from Governor Gavin Newsom. Chris Nichols from the PolitiFact California team will be joining us as well and looking at promises that were made by the governor and how he has progressed either toward them or regressed in this year. So join us at 10 for our coverage from 10 to noon of the 2020 California State of the State Address by Governor Gavin Newsom. For now, that's Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. Stand by for our two-hour show with our broadcast partner, KQED. And thanks for joining us.